In a run-down Episcopalian church in the heart of Baltimore, Maryland, the Cominas and other punks rock on. The Muslim punk rockers blend words from the Quran with American slang as easily as they perform Islamic songs in a Christian church. This is a new generation.
There wasn't any music to like really relate to. There was a lot of other stuff. There's punk, there's rap, there's American culture. And then there was the music that was from Pakistan, right? And both of those were like totally disjointed from what was actually going on in my head.
Like other punks, Kumina's lead singer Basamu Sami yearns to break new ground.
Voice of alienation, I think. I think that's definitely it. I think growing up as a kid of immigrants, you do get alienated, and then you do look to create your own poems, your own music, your own little, you just want to like escape into your little world.
The Comina songs are unique, at times offensive, like Suicide Bomb the Gap.
Yeah, there's a no man's land in our lyrics, right? Where there's like extreme repulsion with American mall culture, and there's extreme repulsion with like just bigotry in all its forms. People do get offended, that is true.
But Muslim punk is not just about offending people or promoting a specific ideology or religion.
We're not trying to endorse Islam. This isn't like Christian rock. This is people who are asking questions about religion.
The Cominas say they are trying to create music that appeals to first-generation Muslim Americans. Lead guitarist Shah Jihan Khan.
At the end of the day, you know, I grew up in a suburb of Massachusetts. I basically am white for all intents and purposes. I wasn't really conscious of being anything else until after 9/11. That's kind of when I felt this sort of other identity sort of thrust upon me and suddenly needing to like explain myself.
The feeling of isolation is captured in the novel The Takakors, about a group of Muslim punk rockers, author Michael Knight.
Takwa means God consciousness. We're trying not to split hairs on anything. You're not Muslim enough, you're not punk enough. That's the kind of thing that we're retreating from and we're trying to fight against, so we just accept each other.
But will Islam accept the Cominas? Is there room for Muslim punk rock at all? Author Michael Knight thinks there is.
People like to make Islam look very small, but Islam has had people like this before in its history. This isn't really anything new. You know, Muslims have always been complicated human beings.
At the church in Baltimore, the Cominas belt out their last song filled with English phrases, quotes from the Quran, lines from Bollywood movies, and South Asian slang. These punk rockers are not timid about meshing different faiths and cultures. Indeed, they crash them. For producer Katie Fotiadis, I'm Ruth Reeder, VOA News.